Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Psalm 119 and verse 11. Psalm 119, verse 11. The Bible says, "Your word have I hid in my heart. Your word have I hid in my heart." I want to speak about hiding the word of God in our hearts today. Psalm 119, verse 11. King James says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Thy word have I hid in my heart, or your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Maybe you remember the old saying, the word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the word. The word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the word. Recently, I read Psalm 119 and verse 11, and I saw a word there that I hadn't noticed before. It was the word hid. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid. And I thought for a moment, that's a strange word to put in that verse. If I was writing it, I'd probably put, your word have I placed in my heart. Your word have I put in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. But the Bible says, the word has been hidden in the heart. And the word hide is a very specific and important word. In the Hebrew, it's tsafan, and it means to hide, to store up, to treasure, to cover over, to hoard or reserve, to hide from discovery. Thy word have I hid. To hide, to treasure, to store up, to cover over, to hoard or reserve, to hide from discovery. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Point number one this morning. When you hide something, it means you consider it valuable. When you hide something, you consider it so valuable that you hide it. There's not a person here that leaves their valuables lying out in the open for anyone to see, unguarded. No, we take our valuables and we treasure them and we put them in places that people would not expect to find them. Put them in a safe, in a safety deposit box, in some secret place where people cannot find them. They're so valuable to us. We don't want anyone to come along and to easily be able to steal those things away from us, so we hide them. And the Bible says, "Your word I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Job 23 and verse 12 says, "I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured, I have esteemed, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food, more than my living." I've esteemed the words, I've treasured the words of God, Job said, more than my living. And I asked this morning, is there anything more valuable in this world to us than the word of God? The knowledge of the Lord, the revelation of God's life and salvation and his purpose and his glory, to understand who we are, how we were created, and the everlasting joy that is ours as we're in relationship with God in eternal heavens. Is there anything more valuable, more to be treasured than the word of God? You can't compare anything to it. It's so much more valuable, it's not even worth comparing than a vehicle we could buy or an occupation we could have or finances that we could have in the earth or a vacation. There is nothing that compares to this mighty word of God. And the Bible says, this word have I treasured. And so I hid it up in my heart in a place where it's inaccessible to the enemy. It's inaccessible to this word, and it's down inside me, and it gives me counsel, and it keeps me from sin, and it keeps me walking in a righteous and holy manner. There is nothing more valuable than the word of God. How do we treat the word of God in our lives? Psalm 19 and verse 7. Psalm 19 and verse 7. Sorry, I think it's verse 10. Psalm 19. And verse 10, "More to be desired, these words of the Lord, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold." more to be desired than gold, than riches, than finance of the earth. Now, the Lord knows we need gold. We need gold in our families. We need gold in the house of God for the kingdom advancement. And that's why God put gold into the earth. God did put treasure into the earth. He put finances into the earth because he knows we need them. But there is something more valuable than the finances of earth, and that is the word of God, the words of the Lord. Psalm 119 and verse 127 says, "Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." Again, gold is important. We're not minimizing that at all this morning. But there is something, the commandments of the Lord are above gold. Proverbs 7 and verse 1. Proverbs 7 and verse 1, "My son, keep my words and lay up or treasure my commandments with you. Lay them up in your heart." New King James says, "Treasure them up within you." Take these words, this gold, this valuable treasure of God, and lay it up in your heart. Hide it away in your heart. When you consider something valuable, you hide it. And the place to hide this word is down in our heart. And there's a very important reason for it, many, but let me mention one today. Matthew 13 and 19. The Bible says that when the word of God first lands on the soil of our heart, the enemy comes to steal it. The enemy wants to take it before it goes deep, before it goes down into us and becomes a source of life and fruitfulness to us. The enemy comes when the word of God is preached or the word of God is read. The enemy comes quickly to steal that seed, to steal that treasure. And that's why Christians can sit under the word of God, can sit under 1,000 sermons, can come to church year after year, and yet never live in the righteousness, the faith, the victory, the joy, the power of God that God has destined them to. The enemy comes to steal the seed. We have to get this treasure out of our hand, out of our head, and down into our heart. We have to work it deep. We have to work it deep into us. We have to hide it in the secret chambers of our heart so that it becomes inaccessible to the enemy and it can never be stolen from us again. The word down in the secret vault of the heart. When you hide something, you consider it of value, so valuable that you will hide it, that you will go to effort to hide it. And God says, that's what I want you to do with my word. I want you to hide it in your heart so it can never be stolen from you. Point number two, when you hide something, you tuck it away when no one is looking. When you hide something, you tuck it away when no one is watching. You're alone when you hide something. You're good at put it in a place where only you know where it is. And you look over your shoulder, you double check. No one's watching. I can go and put this treasure where no one will ever find it. It's going into a secret place. Now, Proverbs 2 and 1 says, "My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you." Hide my commandments with you. Or Proverbs 10:14, "Wise people store up knowledge." Wise people store up, they treasure knowledge. When you hide something, you get alone with it and put it in a place where no one else will discover it. And God says, that's how I want you to treat my word. I want you to get alone with me, get alone with the word. Far from the eyes of the crowd, far from the eyes of observers, far from the eyes or from the busyness of this life, you get alone with my word in the secret place and you get this word of God down into the secret vault where nobody knows where it is but you and nobody else has access to it. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, "We have a treasure in earthen vessels. Thy word have I hid in my heart." We have a treasure in earthen vessels. We have a treasure in clay jars. These lives of ours, God says, I want you to store up treasure. Now, we may look as ordinary as any person of this world on the outside, but we are far from ordinary on the inside. We've got a treasure in there. We've been hiding something, and nobody knows where it is, and nobody can discover it. It's inaccessible to anyone else. But we've been storing it up. We've been hiding it in our heart. We've been getting alone with God in His presence, in His Word, and putting something down into us that's a treasure that will carry us through life and help us in every situation and in every need. Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 13 and verse 52. Matthew 13, verse 52. Then said He unto them, therefore every scribe, every student of the Bible, everyone here should be a scribe by trade, spiritual trade, working in the Word. Jesus said, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, what kingdom life is like, what spiritual life is like, is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Which brings forth out of his treasure. Every person that is instructed unto kingdom living and wants to live in the fullness of kingdom life is like a householder who brings forth treasure out from himself, because he's been depositing treasure, new and old. He has old truths. He has things he's learned many years before in the wisdom and counsel of God. But he's also got some new revelations of the Lord. The Spirit is alive. He has new and old. And when this Christian, this scribe, faces a need, when this person needs a word of wisdom, when this person needs counsel in temptation, when this person needs to make a righteous and holy decision in a matter, this person isn't bankrupt. This person isn't at the mercy of the storm. This person isn't subject to the lack and the shortage that he feels in his life, because he's got a treasure. And when situations arise and circumstances come and temptation faces a person and struggle and feelings come, this person doesn't fall onto the ruins of discouragement and depression and debt and doubt. This person says, wait a minute, I've got a treasure. I've got a treasure that can swallow up this need, this shortage I'm feeling right now, this shortage I'm feeling in the area of joy. I've got a treasure. I've got scriptures inside that'll build up my joy in the Lord. I'm doubting some situations. I'm fearful, but I've got some scriptures. I'm going to my vault. I'm going to my treasure that's been hid in my heart, and I'm going to bring out some new things that God's been showing me, and I'm going to rely on those old truths that have been built into my life for many years, and I'm going to swallow up this debt. I'm going to swallow up this shortage. I'm going to swallow up this lack I feel right now, because the treasure of God is more than enough. I've got more than enough gold. I've got more than enough gold to deal with the shortage and the lack I'm feeling in an area of my life right now. You know how it is. People that have money aren't troubled by an unexpected car repair. They're not troubled by an insurance bill that they came in the mail or by a broken appliance. They just go to their electronic vault because they have more than enough to deal with this petty disturbance. And they pay the bill, they deal with that disturbance that was for a moment, and they go on unhindered and unaffected in their life. And that's how it is when a believer has a vault full of gold and silver. Whatever comes, when I feel shortage, when I feel a need, I've got enough and more than enough reserve, because I've been hoarding the Word of God. It's down in my life. When you hide something, When you hide something, you get alone with God and you build up your vault because you know there's going to be days where you need finances, where you need the Word of God to come and minister to your life and carry you through a difficulty, a sorrow, a trial, a temptation. Thy Word have I hid in my heart. Thy Word have I hid in my heart. And there it is now. I'm instructed under the kingdom of heaven, and I can bring out of my treasures things new and old and deal with every disturbance and shortage that I might face in life. Point number three. The word hid, tsafan, also means to be hidden, to lurk. Thy word is lurking in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is lurking in my heart. You can start shouting whenever you want to. What it's saying is that the enemy would try to come up against a believer, but a believer who's filled with the word, the enemy says, I have no match for that. I'm not able to handle this. Because there's something lurking inside that believer that deals with me. When the enemy comes against the believer, he's coming against something he didn't expect when that powerful word of God is built down inside the life. The serpent says, I think I'm going to find me some dust to feed on. Some unsuspecting human being. And he's not selective about who he chooses, who he picks. But let it be for the glory of God that when he comes up against our lives, he says, I wasn't expecting that. I've learned a lesson here. I won't be so ready to afflict the saints again. There's something in them. There's some power in them. There's something lurking in their heart that I can't handle, that I can't deal with. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 7 says, when the enemy comes against us one way, he will flee seven ways. He will scatter when he hits our life. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Enemy comes one way and he's repelled. He staggers back. He flees seven directions. And one of the means whereby that we cause the enemy to flee is the mighty, powerful word of God. The great word of God. The enemy, it sends him fleeing. He comes against us. He's not coming against an ordinary human being. There's something lurking inside of us that can deal with him and deal with his mischief and deal with his attack. He slithers in. Command these stones that they might be made bread. It's a legitimate desire. You're hungry. It's a natural desire. You've got natural hungers. You have natural appetites in your life. Satisfy the flesh. These are just natural things for human beings. Command these stones that they be made bread. But he doesn't know there's something lurking inside of us. And we cry out and say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the enemy flees and staggers back. He says, that's smart. I wasn't expecting that. It's because we have the supply within. When the enemy comes up against a Psalm 119 verse 11 believer, he has no match for that believer. And he is sent staggering, and he is sent fleeing, and he must recoil at the presence of God in his people. Your word is lurking in my heart. Oh, to get that word of God in our heart so it lurks inside. The enemy says, I've come with this temptation. I've overcome you so many times. Every time I bring this temptation, it doesn't matter how I color it. Eventually you fall for it. The enemy says, not this time. You didn't fall for it. And the reason is because we've been hiding the word of God in our heart. We've been putting something in down inside of us that is lurking against him. And when he comes with his temptation the next time, no matter how many times we've fallen in the past, we're going to say, no, devil, no temptation. I've been putting something down inside of me. I've been putting the promises of God inside my heart, and it's been undetected to you. You can't see it, but now it's coming out, and I'm going to deal with you, and I'm going to deal with your mischief, and you are not going to run my life and bring an overbearing presence on me. Hallelujah. Your word have I hid in my heart. It's lurking in my heart to deal with all the mischief of the enemy. Question this morning, how do we get the word of God hid in our heart? How do we get it into that secret vault, the secret place of the Most High, so it's inaccessible to Satan? No man can take it from us. And there it is, like a treasure to all swallow up every need. It's the gold we need for every debt, every situation that would arise. It's the power we need for every temptation, every attack of the enemy, every thought of the mind, every feeling of the emotions. How do we get that word inside of us? We must build it in. We must work in the Word. Work in the Word. Not simply read, but work in the Word. Till the soil of our hearts and get that seed into the ground. We must memorize the Word of God. Memorize the Word of God. Turn the words of God over in your mouth. That's what the word meditate means. Speak the Word of God. Speak under your breath. Speak the Word of God. Keep those words of the Lord moving in your life. You know what it's like when you get something in your heart, when you know something by heart. See, the word has to get into our heart. We have to learn it by heart. And the way we learn something by heart is to memorize it. A young child stands up at the school drama and they can speak their lines perfectly. Why? They've been memorized. They've learned them by heart. They're not trying to keep ahead of the words with their head. Now, what's the next sentence and what's that next word? It's simply flowing out of their heart because it's been built in so deeply by repetition, by going over it again and again and again. You know what it's like when you hear maybe a secular song that you haven't sung for 20 or 30 years, but when the music starts, wow, the words are there. The melody's still there in my heart. Why is that? Because that song was memorized. You put that song beyond your head into your heart. You think of the house of God, one of the great classic hymns, How Great Thou Art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Those words just flow out of us because they've been put into our heart. In fact, our head is secondary when we sing that song. Our heart is primary. It's like the words are running ahead of our thinking. They're just flowing ahead of our thoughts, ahead of our mind, because we built them so deeply into our heart. And God says, that's what I want you to do with my word, my promises, that when any situation arises, whatever you might face, the first response is, there's treasure coming out of my heart to deal with this. The word of the Lord is in my life. Now, Romans chapter 10 and verses 8 to 10 give us the key on how to build the word into our heart. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith, of believing God in all situations and circumstances of life. It said the word is near you. It's in your mouth and your heart. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto deliverance, unto victory, unto salvation. For with the heart one believes, and then with the mouth confession, utterance is made unto deliverance, victory, joy, comfort, peace, whatever it is we need. Now notice the language of these verses. And I'm not sure who first noticed it or if many have, but the first two times mouth and heart are used, it's mouth, heart. But the third time, it's heart, mouth. And it's a principle of getting the Word of God into us. With our mouth, we speak it, we memorize it, we verbally say the promises of God. And as we do that, they're going down into our heart. And we keep repeating that, and the emphasis there, mouth to heart, mouth to heart. But there comes a point where something miraculous takes place, and all of a sudden that word is flowing out of the heart first, and it's coming out of the mouth. And then we know we have the utterance of God inside of us. The Word of God to be built into our lives that way. That it flows spontaneously, it flows miraculously. And I know we all experience this. Sometimes a need comes to us or a situation, and the first thing that comes to our mind is not, oh no, what's happening? How are we going to handle this? The first thing that comes up, let the peace of God rule in your heart. My God is able to supply all your needs according to riches and glory. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I forgive all your iniquities. I heal all your diseases. That word of God is forefront in our life because we have a huge vault filled with the treasure of God in our lives. And I want to encourage you this morning with this word. It's rather a simplistic word, but it's an answer for our lives to walk in the victory and power of God, to live for the Lord. To live for the Lord. If you value something, if you hide something, it means you value it. The Bible is more important to you than anything else. If you hide something, you tuck it away when no one's looking. Find time alone with the Lord. Get into a secret place and build the Word of God down in your life. So as a good scribe of the kingdom of heaven, you can bring out of your treasure things new and old to deal with whatever you face. And then let that word of God be built down inside of you so that it lurks against the enemy. That at any time that a temptation or trial comes, you've got an, it is written, it is written. And you send the enemy fleeing as you submit your life unto God and to his presence. Hallelujah. Let's stand together this morning. Hallelujah. Father, your words are our delight, Lord. We rejoice at your commandments, Lord, like a man that finds treasure and spoils and victory, Lord. Father, this morning, pray, Lord, that a fresh appreciation for the Word of God would take hold of every person's heart here. Those who are facing situations this morning, trial, sorrow, discouragement, Father God, that they would know this morning there is an answer. It's the mighty Word of God built into their lives. And they can speak with confidence and speak with faith and overcome all the mischief and all the works of the enemy and prosper and live in the power of God to reign and rule in life by one, Jesus Christ our Savior. So we thank you this morning. Thank you this morning, Lord. We'll close out with a worship song this morning, and the altars are open. If anyone has a need, you'd like people to pray with you, or you'd like to consecrate yourself in a specific way to the Lord, please make your way down the aisles and to the front of the sanctuary. Let's lift up a song this morning and praise the Lord together. Lift up our hearts with our hands. Let's ask God for his word. Say, Lord, your word have I hid in my heart. Help me, Lord, to put your word away in my heart, away from the eyes of men. No one can discover it, Lord, but it's there as a mighty power to help me to live in the glory of God each and every day of my life. Amen. Again, the altars are open. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord this morning as we close out.